Yes, you are listening to The Drive Show here on AAA Murray Country. And we have a special, special guest host here today. Who could it be but Chelsea Watergo? How you going? The great professor, the great doctor, Chelsea Watergo. How you going?
I'm good. How are you?
Yeah, all right. And look, before we start the show, we've got to acknowledge country. And we here at AAA Murray Country pay respect to the elders of this country, past and present. We also respect the continuing sovereignty of First Nations people across the continent. Always was, always will be First Nations land. So, yeah.
Recognize. Oops.
All good. Yeah, and so, look, it's a triumphant return to radio. And at the top of the show, we've already got an interview. So we've got Brother Kyron Creed over here. How you going, bro?
Good, brother. Good, good.
Yeah, and look, so Kyron Creed, if you don't know, is from Indigenous Youth Mobility Pathways Project. So sort of what is sort of this organisation and, you know, what is central to your work?
Yeah, so IYMP, Indigenous Youth Mobility Pathways, we actually provide support for regional and remote communities for the Indigenous between 16 to 24. If they're looking to further their education, you know, willing to relocate, you know, we'll bring them in, put them through testing and see what pathways they want to take and make them achieve them, you know, achieve them goals.
Yeah, yeah. Absolutely. And we got you in today because we're going into a round of certificate threes and fours in sort of community services. So yeah. For people who, want to know more about sort of what is the certificates in community services and sort of what employment pathways does that open up?
Yeah, so here in Brisbane, we actually do the community cert three and fours and community service. A lot of our mob will tend to go down that pathway, you know, from being from community themselves. So, you know, they know how to engage and they know how to fix the community and breaking down them barriers. And like a lot of our like kids that has come through have actually done the full circle and come from, like one of my boys, like last year, come from Woodjawoodjal, come down here, Brisbane. He'd done a cert 3 and 4, got his driver's licence, and now he's working as a youth worker.
So. It's such a good program, the community services course, because a lot of them want to work with our mob.
Yeah,
And there's a whole range of community and social service organisations where mob can get employment in, but yeah.
Yeah, and sort of for regional and remote mob who are coming to Brisbane, like you just mentioned, fellow there from Woodjawoodjal, I guess, how does, I guess, the experience of coming to, you know, a big capital city like Brisbane sort of, add to the, you know, experience of getting a certificate?
Yeah, well, that's probably their first barrier, you know, coming into the big smoke. So they'll relocate down here, go through our accommodation and, look, we'll look after them and that, teaching the living skills as well. So, you know, we'll put them through that education pathway as well as teaching the living skills so they go all the way through. And then when they write, you know, for employment, they're independent. But, you know, we actually do like a lot of rec activities too to combat that homesickness. And I work a lot with the cultural side of things as well, you know, cultural workshops and dancing and another baller who I work with, you look after the Torres Strait side of things. And it's getting them out of their comfort zone to come, you know, out of community and then to go back home then and be a role model for their family and potentially breaking them cycles, you know, within them communities. That's what we all, you know, go through.
Absolutely. And sort of, I guess, what's the, you know, regions that IYMP sort of services and what community and where can people, you know, sort of apply from?
Yeah, so basically, you know, out rural, regional, so, you know, all your missions, the Torres Strait Islands, the Cape York, but any inquiries, they can come through our Facebook. Mm-hmm. We actually got a Facebook, or they contact myself. You know, we'll send the applications out, then from there. So the process, how we do it, we'll send out the applications, they'll send it back to us. From there, we'll do a test and assessing for a week. We'll bring them down. Then we'll see if they're the right fit for us. So it's basically a scholarship is how we actually promote it. Yeah.
That's awesome. And it has some sort of information here on your flyer. So you have to be between 16 and 24.
16 and 24, yeah.
from a remote or regional community and also willing to commit to a suitable career pathway. With that last one, what does that sort of mean for people who want to apply, committing to a suitable career pathway?
Yeah, so that's a lot of testing that we do. So, like, you know, a couple of some of these tests that we do, some boys will come through, oh, I want to be a carpenter. But when we actually do some of these testings, you will actually see that they actually want to work with their people, social work, community service. So we'll draw up a map and we'll put them through. We'll show them, look, this is the way that you can go. You can go Community Cert 3, Community Cert 4. From there, you can bridge across to your Cert 4 in youth. From there, you can do your diploma, have a degree in community service from that 2 year. But then you can branch off as well in individual support and bachelor's and the bachelor in community service. You know, it just opens up so many possibilities for them. And that's what we aim to do, is to build our future leaders.
One of the things I find in education for our mob is that the importance of having a black cohort and black collective. So with your program, do you connect up other mob with mob that are going on the same journey? Is there an opportunity for that?
Yeah. No, we work like a lot with like a lot of the local organisations around here. Like just for one instance, like some of the girls want to go down to childcare ways. So we actually did their placement down at Gundala, down at Wenham there.
You know, oh, saw that.
Yeah, so, you know, getting them familiar to, like, seeing different, you know, Murrays and Torres Strait Islanders, and, yeah, it's really breaking them barriers. But also, too, like, actually get them out and teaching them to adapt as well, you know, because, you know, we're 21st century Murrays now.
Yeah. Absolutely. And look, so that's Kyron Creed, Education Support Officer for IYMP. How can people sort of get in contact with the organisation if they know someone who, you know, suit this opportunity?
Through our Facebook or our we have our website.
Yeah.
And, yeah, they just contact our head office and they'll probably get me on the other end.
Yeah, absolutely. So if you want to yarn with Kyron over at IYMP, you can visit the website www.iymp.com.au, or there's a phone number here, 0403-575-264. That's 0403-575-264. Thank you so much for your time today, brother.
Thank you.